Common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. As you know, we're the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And we're making some progress. The mood of the country, I think, is changing a little bit. I've noticed more people out and about, more defiance with the face mask rules. There are face mask burning parties. These are all positive signs if you love liberty. But anyway, we're going to be talking about those who would oppress us, those who come against us with fake science, or should I say no science. And I'll refer you to an article I wrote at thecommonsenseshow.com where I exposed the fraud of Anthony Fauci from a research perspective. And, you know, I used to teach that at the university level. And, excuse me, I am not, let's put it this way. I took apart Fauci so you could see the fraud that's involved at the layman's level. I didn't use many technical terms. I'm so proud of myself for not doing that. But we're here to uncover facts, uncover the lies, uncover the deceit. And along those lines, we have Dr. Sherry Edwards with us. And, you know, she has this bioacoustic sound technology. It's pretty cool. We're going to have her kind of reintroduce it here very quickly. Just a thumbnail sketch of what that entails in case some of you are new to this process and haven't heard of it before. But before we go to Sherry, we've got to pay some bills. And I want to say this to you honestly, to my audience. I turn down about 90% of our advertising. And it's not that people bring me bad stuff. They don't. But I center on stuff that I think our audience could need, mostly in the area of prepping and emergency needs. And if you think that I'm off base on that, I'd just say Texas and ice storms. I would say the impending food shortages that are starting to show up, the food inflation that's showing up. This is why we do what we do. Speaking of food, we still have that great special on the four-week special. And if you're going to accumulate bulk, this is the way you do it. You order in four-week increments, and that way you get the discount each and every time. 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day, restaurant quality, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so there's lots of diversity. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. I talked to a lady the other day, and this dovetails into our second and final sponsor for this hour, and she said, well, I feel safe with my money in the bank. Oh, my heart went out for her. I'm thinking, lady, did you forget all the history you ever learned, or maybe you never learned it? In a crisis, the bank is the worst place you keep your money. You convert it into assets you can use. The best case scenario that they're going to do with the banks is what you have in the bank might be worth a small percentage of what it's worth today. But the chances are, is just like it happened in American history, when the banks closed, there goes your money. That happened to my mom's side of the family. It was a young girl. She went from riches to rags. And one fell swoop. And that's going to happen to a lot of people in this country. Unless, of course, you know how to convert. And if you don't know how to convert, you have to let someone convert for you. And that's where the people from Noble Gold come in. And they don't just convert gold. They convert your IRA to being precious metal backed. So it doesn't matter if the business fails that sponsored your IRA. It's still good. Also, they do gold investment programs. And it's hard metals. It's not paper certificates. If you don't hold it, you don't own it. They do the same thing in silver, Bitcoin, precious metals. They have something for everybody. And I was just an advertiser for 4 years. And finally, I said, they're helping so many people here. And I'm getting so many rave reviews. I better check them out. So I called Colin Plume, the owner. I said, Colin, let's take a look at my stuff. And he said, Dave, you need a lot of revision. And I did. And I sleep better at night knowing that when the hits come, I may not crash and burn. And I won't crash and burn. I might take a few hits, but I'm not going to be destroyed. And I owe it all to Noble Gold. If you have assets to protect, a call to Noble Gold is worth your time. There's no pressure involved. They simply answer questions. And if you ask them to make suggestions, they will. Give them a call, 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or you can go to noblegoldinvestments.com. And I think if you mention my name, you're going to get the extra special royal treatment. Well, Sherry Edwards has been a guest on our show many times, both TV and the radio side. And I wanted to get this out on radio because our distribution is still a little bit bigger, although we did really good in the last 45 days. We've had 11,000 more subscribers to TV. But our radio is still broader, and we're actually joining Red State Talk Radio and its affiliates. In fact, I'm having that phone call this afternoon. So I wanted to make sure this got wide distribution for Sherry's material, which has proven to be really, really good, really accurate. And we're going to look at things connected to government management, and in particular, the vaccine industry and those people making decisions over us and some of the fraud and deceit that's been involved. And Sherry is really good at using her technology and arriving at the truth. So, Sherry, welcome to the show. And before we launch into your findings, I'd like for you just to talk a little bit about the science of bioacoustics and how you use it to make some of the determinations that you do.
Well, thank you for allowing me to share with your audience.
Our pleasure.
What we do is very ancient and it's very new. It's even in the Bible. At Luke 6:45, it says, "A bad man may imitate the voice of a good person, but the evil in his heart will certainly vibrate in his pretending voice." Mm-hmm. And this kind of manipulation with the voice has been going on strongly in the last 3 or 4 years. And I'm going to bring something to the forefront today that I think may open people's minds.
Okay.
Essentially, we stick a microphone in front of your face. We take a 30-second sample of your voice, and we're able to tell what you're thinking, what your perspective is. Now, maybe not that you're going to have hamburgers for supper, but very similarly what we can do. And there is something going on very blatant right now that I find absolutely disgusting as I went back and did 3 years of analysis of what's happening and what we're being pushed toward. And at this point, the media is complicit with this, all media. You've heard the Cuomo stories about he touched this person, he touched the next person, he touched like 7 people now. Groping, inappropriate touching, right?
Yes.
What they are totally hiding is that he killed thousands of people.
Bingo. Oh, thank you for saying this. Thank you.
When I went back and looked at Cuomo, he's a bully. He wants control. He's going to keep control. He's going to use every management tool and person he can. Until I just did an evaluation of him yesterday about he didn't do this, he never touched anybody, blah, blah, blah. It is totally different. It is hiding information, one, but it is one track, total accomplishment through manipulation of the ego. And I've written all this up. I'll send it to you. You can post it if you want.
Sure.
But what has happened here is Cuomo is going to go down as he touched these people and he admitted it. So he's a good guy. He admitted it. What they are going to do in the background and what they are doing is they are trying to dismiss Trump out of our history, and Biden's speech on Thursday continued this. But Cuomo is going to admit this. He's going to get a slap on the wrist for the touching somebody, and he's going to make them agree to they will not hold him responsible for anything else, because they don't want it coming out that Trump put in this ship and many places where Cuomo could have sent these people, but that would make Trump the hero. And they want to make Trump, or make people think Trump is responsible for the deaths that Cuomo arranged, because that's what he started to say in the beginning. He was following Trump's orders. They were not. They were his orders. And when you look at his voice, he's made a deal with somebody to dismiss him for the murder charges, and that's what it is, murder.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll admit to just the sexual slap on the wrist of groping somebody.
I'm chuckling, and let me tell you why I'm chuckling, Sherry. there's such a synchronicity right now to what you and I are doing. This has to be divinely inspired. And I'm not saying that sarcastically. I mean it in every sense of the word divine. And here's why. I wrote an article on this very morning. And it just came out. And very few people have seen it because it just published. And my goodness, I said the same thing. What I did is I talked mostly about Fauci and his unscientific fraud. But I got into the fact, I said, COVID is married to a lot of different things. And I said, and the Cuomo situation is part of this. The sexual, the calls for him to resign by the two senators of New York and also Schumer, I said, are a cover-up. They don't want you to know there was a plot to increase the death toll of people in the nursing homes to accelerate the programs for lockdown of America, which destroyed our economy and made us more vulnerable to accepting climate change policies. And I married the two together in the article. But the point is, I'm making exactly what you're saying here. This is distraction theater, the sexual assault, to cover up the murders, the mass murders that took place in the nursing homes. Sherry, can you believe the synchronicity? I just wrote that this morning.
That's incredible. I wrote a line also based on something you just said, that masks are the uniform of conformity.
Yes.
And if we can get that in people's heads, masks are the uniform proving that you will conform. We've had two Chinese, one professor and one a politician, say, we now own America. We did it through controlling their media and controlling their politicians. Mm-hmm. We did that like 2 or 3 months ago.
Yes, I recall that. And now the full brunt of that statement is coming forward. I'm recovering here, folks, for a moment here. I mean, I literally put these words into print about 1 hour ago. Here Sherry comes out and word for word says, this is what we're seeing. It's distraction theater. Sherry, one of the things you said that I wished I would have thought to put in the article, and kudos to you for doing this, was the hospital ships. You are so right on the money. Trump made these extra hospital beds available on that ship, and Cuomo basically ignored it because it wasn't part of the plot. They didn't want to lessen the death curve. They wanted to increase it. Wow.
Let's go next to Biden and his speech on Thursday.
I got to catch my breath. Wait a minute. Sherry, I'm still in absolute shock. And I guarantee I speak for probably most of my audience here. They are stunned. The fact that we came to these revelations separately and on the same day. Okay, I've got my breath back now. Let's go to the next thing.
What they're trying to do is dismiss Trump as having any positive effect. Okay. This shows, next thing I'm going to talk about, this shows Cuomo and Biden are in the same boat. When you hear Biden say, nothing against Cuomo, but that this COVID was approached by Trump by silence and doing nothing, does this fool remember that he got his shot in December based on what Trump had already done?
I know. And before he's even president, he's taking Trump's vaccine. I hear you. Oh, my.
There's more to this in that there's some expectations that are going to be blossoming. Right now, Biden is attempting to take more control. He's got a little dose of omnipotence, godlike. And he's decided that he's going to do things on his own when it comes to physical. That's going to be a real disappointment to Obama, because Obama's not going to be able to control him any longer. But again, this is what Biden's people who are pushing him. This is not his idea, although he's carrying it out. He's still a puppet, but he's beginning to be the Pinocchio that's getting his own life, and he wants more. And as soon as they realize that he has this need for control based on what the plan is, they're going to do away with him. So we can just expect that. But he's getting a little bit of spunk, and people aren't expecting that, but that's what's coming. And you can listen to that in his speech on Thursday and the really dumb things that he said. I wrote that out. He's still in protection mode in what's going on.
You know, Sherry, let me ask you a question. Do you think that Biden's in protection mode or the handlers who wrote his speech are?
I think they're trying to push him, and they don't expect any pushback from him. But he's these words that he's saying on this Thursday speech, they were not originated by him. Mm-hmm. But he's going to try to take the reins and do what he wants to do. He's still taking orders, but he's going to bulk. And since, to me, it looks like Obama and Hillary are still running Biden, they're going to be surprised. All three of them, well, especially Hillary, is trying to rewrite history so she is relevant. Look at that insane book she wrote. I'm in control here. I can tell which women can be in my book, which women are important. And since I made that decision, I'm more important than any of them. It was a stupid, inane ploy to make herself relevant.
Mm-hmm.
She's pushing for changing history. So's Biden. Biden's one of the biggest liars I've ever seen. And his agenda, and we've talked about this, is to make current Americans pay for the past sins of what he thinks America has done. He thinks other countries should be running America, and he should be one of the top leaders.
So he's positioning himself for global governance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And so is Obama. That's been made really clear by his actions and statements. And I think that's the only avenue open to Hillary. I think you're onto something here, because Hillary couldn't get elected a dog catcher today. She's so unpopular. So I do agree with you. I think she's auditioning for the international stage of power.
And do you remember at the end of his speech where he leaned over the podium and he said, I need you for us to be able to do this. I need you. That's sales pitch 101. Get the person involved in the solution and make them need what you're trying to sell them.
I would have changed his words to, I need you to participate in your own demise.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. I don't think people already know that we've been taken over, and they don't have much choice about it. When I talk to people, it feels like they see this as a death, that they can't do anything about it, that they just have to accept it, and that's not true. We gave them 13 things that they can do. And there's other things that they can do right now. One, I would like to encourage people to write their own story about this time so that they never forget. And I'd like to encourage some publisher out there to print the stories of how horrendous people have been treated, how unfair. We need to establish honest communication. So I'd like to encourage people out there who know of different platforms where we can get the truth, because that's one of the things in the art of war. Keep people away from each other, keep them from talking, keep them from knowing the truth. Stop the feuds. Look at, somebody told me the other day that Biden is not going to open up businesses again until old people decide that they're going to get the shots.
Yes,
all of them.
I've heard that
until
too.
Until 100% of old people, and I'm one, you know, I'm 75 next year, unless they all get the shots, they'll refuse to open up businesses. So they're going to try to pit groups against one another.
Yeah, I exactly. Well, they do that right now too. It's black versus white, it's straight versus
yes.
gay, and so forth. And so we've already seen that it's citizen versus illegal migrant. So you're absolutely right on that. There was something else you said, and I just lost it out of my brain. I'm sorry, I'm having a Biden moment here. But there was something that you said with regard to compliance that struck a chord. It'll come back to me. But the one thing that I would add to what you said is that there is no science behind what's going on, and you've implied that. It's kind of like government by, it's science by decree as opposed to science by data and investigation. And that's what we find. Let me ask you a question. I want to go back to the techniques of bioacoustics. How have you determined the actions and motivations of, say, someone like Biden? What's the process you go through in your office?
Well, we take a vocal print directly from the air or wherever they're talking, and we hook it directly into our computer so there's no ambient anything leaking through. We do a 30-second evaluation, and we look at where they're coming from, an emotional voice, an intellectual voice, an accomplishment voice. What's not there is just as important. We've been doing this for 20-some years and collecting people's vocal print. So if you look at Fauci, he used to be intellectual. He is now emotional. He also knows that he is not being honest. He's not looking at the future. He's just biding his time to become important. And that's what he's looking at right now. The science of it is all emotional to him. Mm-hmm. He's lost his ability to be objective.
Can I reinforce those concepts you've discovered? Because I wrote this again this morning, and it's kind of a compilation of what I've said before. Fauci, first of all, said, face masks are only needed by first responders. Don't waste your time, and we don't want a shortage. Secondly, he said, a month later, now we need face masks. Now we need two face masks. You can get a vaccine and we won't have to wear face masks. Now getting a vaccine doesn't guarantee that you're not going to have to face mask and have social distance. And so what it is, it's science by decree again, the same phrase I just used. And there's no data gathering him. In fact, he said this the other day, and this ended up on the cutting room floor of my article because it was 2,000 words. But he said, it's hard to fix dates for reopening because at the end of the day, we just kind of have to go with our gut. You know, Sherry, I used to teach students in a research class who were preparing to do their dissertations. If they would have made a statement like that, they would have failed my class. That's as unscientific as you get.
Well, he's failed my class. I don't consider his information important in any way.
Yeah, it's anecdotal, totally.
Yeah, he has a score of 78 on manipulation, and 44 is normal. So almost double on manipulating people through emotions, and his facts are missing. The whole section of facts, F and F sharp, C and C sharp, they aren't even in there anymore. Control through information that you can deliver and manage. He has a 69 on that, and in control. He likes this idea of being in control. He likes this ability to manipulate, but there's a lot of holes in his story. He is not believable.
No, he isn't. And you know, it's basically political motives have replaced scientific inquiry, and he's the mouthpiece for that process. When he says, okay, here are the tenets for reopening. And if he were to say, okay, the virus has so many parts per million, the face masks work because they filter so many parts per million. That's a scientific statement. He hasn't made that statement. And in fact, if you look at most of these boxes, I actually had a waitress in a restaurant. I made her go get her, she said she had her box. I said, when you get a break, will you bring it back over to me? I want to show you something. And I showed her. May not prevent the spread of viruses. I said, then why are you wearing this? And she goes, oh my God, Dave, I never read this. And obviously I knew the waitress, or she would never cooperate with me. But this is the kind of voodoo that we're doing. Sherry, it's constant. I'm a doctor. Do and believe what I say. I don't have to give you any data. I'm above that. And there is no data. In fact, on April 18th of last year, the FDA came out and said, we're not going to make test manufacturers third-party validate the accuracy of their tests because of the emergency nature of COVID. Well, then they don't have a test. You know that as a PhD. I know that. And as a consequence, Sherry, we're being ruled by political decree masquerading as medicine. Would you say that's an accurate statement?
Absolutely. And a masquerading as stealth manipulation. You know, Fauci used to show a lot of concern for the future. He's not now. He's showing concern about his personal position. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't listen to him. I wouldn't listen to most of these guys. I have a list of who's not a liar and a list of who's lying.
Oh, I can't wait. Can we go through this?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it, please.
Mark Levin is on my top of my list as a reporter, as a believable person.
Yes, he is. I totally agree with you. Back again, here's the synchronicity. It was a point of discussion for my wife and I last night, Mark Levin. The coincidences are piling up. Okay, who's next?
Tulsi
Gabbard?
Even though she's a Democrat.
Yeah.
She's believable.
Yeah, I've been taken to the woodshed by some of my audience for saying the same thing.
Governor Huckabee, you can believe him.
Yes.
Candace Owens.
Folks, we did not rehearse this. Those of you who follow my work have heard me talk about my experiences with Governor Huckabee in person, what I think about Candace. This is remarkable. Sherry, tell the audience, we did not rehearse this. We didn't pre-screen this interview, did we?
No.
No, but to my audience, they're going to think we did, because you're taking things I've written or I have said in the airwaves, and you're almost repeating them verbatim. Okay, go ahead. This is good.
Drake Gowdy, I think he's believable.
Yeah, I like him too.
And he has power behind what he says. He's not going to back down.
Yeah.
Scalise, I think, is believable, the guy that got shot.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Although he needs more power behind him. There are people in Congress, Republicans, that are feeling very powerless. And I'm going to find some people that Nancy Pelosi is badgering, and I'm going to see if they feel powerless.
Okay.
People that you don't believe, Obama, Cuomo, I've got a list here. Oh, Pelosi is my first don't believer, because she actually put out a video how to scam the media,
mm-hmm.
and put out something that's unbelievable and make the media believe it.
I covered that. Yes, exactly.
So Schumer, Schiff, Hillary, Rice, Michelle Obama. I just believe they are manipulating for power's sake. I can't believe what's happening in America. It's not one person, because it's coming at us many different directions. It's not just one group, but all roads right now point to China. And I'd like to set Nancy Pelosi down in Congress and make her defend each lie she's ever told. I think she'd be there for years. And I'd like to look at their financials and see where the money is coming from. Who's bribing who? Who has information on each of these people that they're willing to sell out their country? And when the truth comes out, you'll find these people are traitors. Now, with Susan Rice, this comes out of Benghazi, where Obama and Hillary are standing in this big hangar saying, oh, it was that video. That's what caused
all. Oh, yeah, the anti-Arabic video that led to Benghazi, which we know was not true.
Yeah, it's now been proven that it was not true. And I often use their speeches right then to show how to lie, or people who lie. Now, here comes Susan Rice, who has a whole agenda to try to support that. And she and Hillary's voice almost looks identical when they're discussing this. When Hillary's saying it in the hangar, the airplane hangar, and when Rice is saying it on all these TV shows. So you can tell from there that Hillary put her up to it, because their voices are almost identical. So Susan Rice is an incredible fibber, but Hillary told her to say it. That's what I mean about Hillary's need to change history.
Yeah, there's a niche between what you're saying here generally and what I wrote yesterday. Not today, yesterday, different article. I went through Soviet defectors from Bezmenov, all of them. I hit all of them, hit four of them, the big ones. And they talked about the ideological subversion of the United States and how they were going to take us over within. They were defectors. They exposed the programs and so forth and so on. And this started back in the 60s. And the information even went into the early part of the century. And I said, here's the point I made. I said, here's what this Russian defector said. This is what they started to do. Here's how the Chinese have taken it over. And at each one of the four defectors, I talked about what they said Russia was going to do to take us down, like taking over the media and destroying our values and morals, for example. And I said, now here's what China's doing. And what China has co-opted this Russian ideological subversion program as their own, and it's what they have implemented into Hollywood, the rest of the media, control of key members of Congress. Sherry, I swear I wrote this yesterday, and it's paralleling what you're saying. China's taken it over, but I want to make sure people know they are taking over programs that were started by the Soviets.
Did you look at the squad taking over Obama's agenda that America is what's wrong with the world?
No, not specifically, and I need to address it. That's a very good pointed question. Thank you.
Obama also recently, and the teachers union, they want to dictate the curriculum for the children. Look at when Obama was in, he changed the textbooks to take out Catholicism and Judaism and put in, I don't know what the religion is in these other countries, Muslim. If he left that Catholicism and Judaism in and added these, that would have been fine, but he took out what most Americans deal with. And he also set up a program to send these children to mosques, separate the boys from the girls, and try to indoctrinate them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the parents that went with the group, they're the ones that blew the whistle to what he was doing. We need to carefully watch how our children are being indoctrinated, and that's why the teachers union is holding out so they can create the curriculum.
Correct. I have an example of what you're talking about. I did a podcast on it last night for delayed release this morning. Again, another example of synchronicity. The California Public Education Department, they are implementing into their curriculum studies for history, studying the Aztecs and their gods of sacrifice. And I made the point in the podcast. I said, look, I took a history of Latin America class when I was in college, and I found it fascinating to learn about the Aztecs. Loved it. But I said, it's not likely that high school kids are going to be taking that kind of class. They're going to be taking a world history class, of which this could be a very minor part, or they're taking an American history class where it doesn't apply at all. And I said, what are they going to be leaving out? And I'm paralleling what you're saying here. To the exclusion of Christianity and Judaism, we bring in the Islamic religion under Obama education guidelines. In California, it strongly appears to the exclusion of other religious movements inside America, which is appropriate for an American history class and students to learn, they're going to bring in the extra process and probably bootstrap it to the conquistador so they can somehow link it to America. They're going to bring in the Aztec aspect of it, but it's all designed to negate our religious fundamental beliefs. Exactly right down the line of what I said.
Wow. Are they going to knock us off the air when we say Corona has not proven to be safe or scientifically stable?
Well, what did I just say? April 18th. Acting Commissioner Hahn of the FDA came out and said, we're not going to require third-party validation for your tests. And what testing company is ever going to go back and retest and say, oh, there's a flaw here. We've wasted tens of millions of dollars. That's not going to go over for the CEO or the board of directors or the stockholders. So we have unvalidated tests. And by the way, they never corrected the mistake because I went and researched it. and said, well, did they ever come back and start validating tests once they felt they had more time? And the answer is no, there's no evidence for that. In fact, in May of 2020, they came back, Sherry, and they re-emphasized the same point. They doubled down on what Hahn, the commissioner of the FDA, said on April 18th. So no, we have tests designed, in my humble opinion, to produce high false positives. And that's dovetailing with something else they did. They incentivize fraud. We know that COVID strikes people severely who have comorbid conditions like asthma, diabetes, and so forth. And so what they did was they didn't pay for deaths by asthma or deaths by diabetes and kidney failure. They paid, the federal government paid local hospitals and local city officials. They paid them public money for a positive COVID diagnosis and three times that money for a COVID death. So you could come in and have a gunshot victim and shot to the head, but when you did a postmortem analysis, they tested positive for COVID. You're listing COVID as the cause of death so you can get the money. So not only did they do research fraud on testing, they also incentivized fraud for diagnostic and causes of death. Sorry for the long explanation, but I think that fully answers your question.
Well, I have two more questions. And when people write their stories so they can remember this, remember that we put this out in March of last year, that this is a man-made virus. We've been studying viruses for like 20 years. We know what the math looks like. And this math is totally unacceptable as anything natural. If you give the frequency antidote for the genome, you activate the protein. And if you give the antidote for the protein, you activate the gene. I have never, ever, in 20 years of studying Ebola, which is another one that's coming that we have the frequencies for, in studying any of it. And that's why we said, let's not go against one thing. Let's prepare the body not to accept any of this. So those are the papers that we have been given out. I have two personal experiences. I'll tell you one substantiates just what you were telling. I have a friend in another university, and their dean sent their whole department to get COVID tests. Well, two of them went to this one facility, and it was packed, and so they had to sign in, and they were waiting for 3 or 4 hours, finally had to go, and they didn't even get the tests, yet their dean received information that their tests were positive for COVID.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There were other stories, too. You remember there were people that were working, like, in a COVID testing facility. This is in California. And I believe 4 or 5 of them went to get tested, but they exceeded their time off work they were allowed because the lines were so long. So they left without, they did their paperwork, but they didn't get tested. Well, 3 days later, they all were confirmed to be positive for COVID. That made the media.
Yes.
That made the media, yeah.
The media is paying attention to the wrong things. Even Fox News, who I kind of halfway believe some of the time, some of the people, came out with this sex stuff about Cuomo. And I can't stress this enough, that that's just it's a shill story. We are in another 9/11. Where they're trying to take away our independence, our ability to think, our ability to have information. This is the fear factor era, and they are using the fear factor and the fact that a lot of Americans are complacent. They think somebody else is going to come in and take over. There isn't any savior that I see at the end of the line. There's not going to be any great savior. A lot of people talk about turning to God and turning it over to God because they don't feel like they have any control whatsoever. But I wish I knew, I wish I had some confidence that somebody's going to come in and stop this. But I think it's going to be up to us. We need to get rid of the people at the local level that are interfering with the lack of truth and the inability of everybody to be treated the same. I cannot believe the Supreme Court will not look at the evidence that Mike Lindell, I think his name is, the absolute proof.
Yes. It's not just the Supreme Court, although you're right. There are two judges there who do speak out, justices, but the rest of them are worthless. I guess you could say Gorsuch is okay, because it was a 6-3 ruling. But listen to this. You have over 35 cases of voter fraud, thousands of affidavits given under penalty of perjury by eyewitnesses to the fraud. We have televised evidence of poll watchers being blocked. We had previous reports to the election of Trump votes being found at the bottom of dumpsters and in cornfields and so forth. Okay, and despite all of the evidence we had both pre and post-election, not one judge heard 1 second of testimony. You don't have standing. So what they said is, because you're the president and you're in the election, you don't have standing? Wait a minute. That gives him standing, because he's a victim in an activity he was involved in directly. The party has standing, and the 20 states that filed lawsuits to the Supreme Court had standing on this. And so, Sherry, something happened here, and I've asked this question of many, many people I've interviewed, research journalists, and none of us seem to really have a firm handle, except to say it's one of three things going on. One, massive bribery by some entity in payment to offshore accounts or relatives or whatever. Two, blackmailing through past bad deeds. Or three, a combination of the both, which could include the promise of a higher position. I can't conclude that our court system could unanimously refuse to hear one case where we know there's legitimate cases. In fact, let me just share this with you. They have found now tens of thousands of Trump votes in a dumpster here in Maricopa County, and the information and evidence is in possession of the state Senate. It's not like Dave Hodges heard this somewhere. This is official government declaration, and nothing's being done. So, Sherry, I'm just reemphasizing your point. You're right on the money.
Well, I think it is other countries who are controlling the voting machines, too. Mm-hmm. And these little things are fraud. But the biggest thing is the evidence that Mike Lindell has on the actual voting machines, where it all happened at the same time. They can watch the glitch. It's all the same percentage. So if you can get to your local people and say, do not vote for this, what is H.R. 1 and H.R. 8? And even Pelosi, there was a vote in Iowa where it was 6 votes away and a Republican won, and she is claiming that she has a right to go in there and claim that the Democrat won.
Yeah, I know. I saw that too. But we can't do that with a presidential race. Yeah. How hypocritical.
This whole thing is crazy.
I know it is. Let me go back to... I want to go back to one thing you said. With Obama, okay?
Say it again.
I want to go back to one thing you found in your bioacoustic findings of Obama. What do you see specifically in him that could point to a future direction of where we're headed? Because I think he's the mastermind of a lot of what's happening.
Oh. He just thinks he has a God-given right to punish America and the current Americans for what went on in the past. Now, I have to admit that America, and it's our leaders, it's not the people, they've done wrong things, going in and dive-bombing people and killing leaders of other countries. Gaddafi, I thought, was just absolutely awful. And Obama and Gaddafi have almost identical vocal prints, which I found frightening.
That is, yeah. Because Gaddafi was responsible for bringing down that Pan Am flight in Lockerbie. So, yeah, you're right.
But they think they're justified to do anything, and anybody gets in the way, they need to be killed. And I've heard that about both the Clintons, that they think they have some kind of agenda that they're ordained to fill, and whoever gets in the way, that's just collateral damage. Those people need out of office. Think about what Maxine Waters said. You find any of those Trump people out and you accost them and harass them, she should have been taken up on charges. And then you've got Harris, and she's denying this now, that, and I heard her say it, that we're coming after the Trump supporters.
Yeah,
get ready, we're coming after you.
We can never let them rise again, is what she said. Yes, you're absolutely right. She did say that. Michelle Obama doubled down on the comment. Ocasio-Cortez said we need to be reprogrammed, re-educated, and go on lists. That's Nazi talk. I mean, we're seeing right now in Congress pre-genocidal Nazi speech when Nancy Pelosi refers to other members of Congress that oppose her as the enemies within. That's what the Nazis were saying before the Reichstag fire. When you see the need for lists and reprogramming and re-educating, that's Nazi speak for concentration camps.
America was built on independence and freedom of movement and freedom of speech. And these, anybody who wants us removed from those ideals needs to be gone from the government. And it's only going to work if you start with your local people. Did you vote for this? Will you vote for that? Then I'm not going to support you. Yeah. We the people need to take back our power and need to not be complacent. The story about Cuomo, when I discovered that in people's vocal prints, I was like, oh my God, this is really happening. People need to know that they are being tremendously manipulated. Call these people, call these radio stations, say, ask the question, why did you have all of these people sent to these homes to be murdered? I can't get my mind around the idea that they think touching a woman, which is bad enough, why that is equal to murder. I don't understand.
Because it's a distraction that covers the murder. And see, if we dig far enough, Cuomo knows where the bodies are buried, so to speak. In other words, who instructed him to do this? He didn't do this on his own accord. I'm sure he's following orders. And that's what they don't want to come out.
Well, they don't want Trump to get any credit for saving anybody or setting up these hospitals. People, they are trying to erase history. They are trying to erase Trump. And he was in the way of them continuing with their swamp ideas. They had to get him out of the way, and they have to erase him from history. Don't let that happen.
Yeah. Sherry, here's the fundamental problem, and I don't know the answer to this question. We know the national elections are rigged, and we know that with things like HR1, they want to make the rigging permanent. What we don't know is how rigged they are at the local level. They were in Georgia. There's no question in my mind, because that was an important state to get control of the Senate. So they were rigged in Georgia. Now you have to ask yourself the question, is the process controlled by cheaters so rigged that no future election will ever matter? And I'm going to give that to you to research for our next show.
Well, if HR1 goes through, we're all down the hole.
That's
true.
We
might as well give up. Are they trying to get us off the planet? They're just trying to kill us all?
Yes.
Or they're trying to get support for going to other planets? I've done some research with that and Bill Gates.
Oh, really?
And that's pretty fascinating.
Oh, you've done research on extraterrestrial stuff and Bill Gates?
I've done research on Bill Gates wanting to depopulate.
Yes, that's true. He does. And listen, we're going to hear your findings when we do another show. From a political standpoint, I think I already know the answer, but I want to hear what the science has to say. Very interesting. You just opened up a can of worms here at the end of the show, Sherry. How dare you? Because people are going to wonder, what's the answer? Hey, listen, Sherry and I will be talking, and we will make plans to come back, and we'll address this and other issues as they surface. You know, Sherry, along the extraterrestrial line, I want to say this real quickly. We're going through disclosure right now. I'm not saying aliens are real. I'm saying the idea that aliens are real is being disclosed right now. And they're using Tucker Carlson as I did a podcast on this. He had on Elizondo that said it from the government. He had on the Navy F-18 pilots. And he's had on other Pentagon officials now that are saying, we have craft UFO technology. I don't know that I believe it, but that's the process we're going through. Sherry, we got about 30 seconds. Tell people how they can follow your good work and become part of what you do.
Okay, we have used a program called NanoVoice, and we have put a 2-day course up online for people. I've sent Dave the link.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's on our site. Put it up on my website when we publish this article, yes.
It's on our site, soundhealthoptions.com, and we now have free courses for people to learn to do just what I reported today, and more than that, to take more steps. We have free software for people to check out your nutrition so we can keep up on that, and leaky gut. And we're finding out that glyphosate is causing the leaky gut and mm-hmm. causing people to be ill and not be able to eat. Boy, that's a big show into itself.
Oh, it really is. One thing I want you to look at, too, and I'll say this in closing, look at Bill Gates and the fact he's demanding we eat insects. We don't have time to do it now, or even if you have it, but I do want to come back and talk about that as well, too. Sherry, we are up against it. We are flat out of time, but I want to thank you for a fascinating interview. This was really good. It was one of our best. So thanks for joining us. I look forward to having you back on.
I hope we can help.
Okay. Thanks, Sherry. Goodbye.